The holistic approach to self-mastery takes the whole person into account as an interactive system of mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional energies. Each affects all the others because they're essentially different sides of the same coin rather than four separate energies. So to create permanent change in your life, that change must penetrate all four sides of yourself, so to speak. This is called integration, meaning that the change becomes a natural part of your whole being, not just the fake skin you're trying to wear. When it's real, every part of you, from your cells to your ideas, resonates with the new you. Mind, body, spirit, and emotions must all be in sync with the new tune that you're trying to play on the instrument called your life. If any one of them is off key, your tune falls flat, despite your having played all the right musical patterns. So if you've ever found yourself doing all the right things but getting all the wrong results, then something within you is out of tune. The inner power mapping technique aids the internal tuning process, allowing you to quickly pinpoint your most discordant energies in a given situation. And whatever that is really the real problem. You know, the situation always looks like the problem, but the problematic situation is the result of the underlying internal problem that you're not aware of. So the power map helps you to tune that energy and resolve what the problem is at the core. Because it taps the creative mind, the technique minimizes the mental strain usually associated with this kind of work and turns it into a creative and dynamic process of self-discovery. It's also an extremely valuable technique for those who are uncomfortable about, unable, or unwilling to express themselves verbally or in writing. So that makes it a really good technique also for young people. So if you're a parent or if you're a mentor, a teacher, you work with young people or helping people solve their problems, it's good to use this technique with them as well. Essentially, the inner power mapping technique is a simple, holistic problem-solving process that helps you establish clear direction and positive flow. Because, you know, when you encounter obstacles in your life, what's happening is that something's not flowing, or something's flowing in a negative direction, so to speak, or it's having a negative effect. And the inner power mapping technique provides an easy to use tool to help you identify the source of that problem and turn it around. Many people have been taught to take a generally one-sided approach to bringing balance to their lives, focusing primarily on the psychological, intellectual, or material aspect of a problem. And as a result, their success, if there is any, tends to be lopsided and impermanent. A particular problem may appear to be resolved, yet in other areas, the person continues to flounder. Why? Because they have only treated the outer symptom of the real problem, which is a much deeper issue at the root of several seemingly unrelated difficulties that has yet to be discovered and addressed. With the inner power map, you can more accurately assess your use or misuse of power and how best to bring your life into alignment. Combined with the other activities that comprise each personal workshop in the Self-Mastery and Fulfillment Workbook, the map helps you to get to the root of whatever is creating conflict between your internal desire and your external experience. You are then able to draw your own personal roadmap that shows you the way from challenge to change. Inner power mapping, by the way, is something that I created, and I use it extensively in my work when I'm doing source work therapy, which is a therapeutic process that I also created for transformational counseling, healing, and life building. And I also use it extensively in the whole growth method that I created, which is a holistic system for human development, education, training, and rehabilitation. And one of the reasons I created it was because I wanted to come up with something that empowered people to help themselves more easily and more quickly. Because a lot of times when you try to help yourself, you stumble a lot trying to find the right technique, trying to understand how to use the technique properly, And it can become very frustrating. So in developing the map, I was trying to figure out an easy and simple way to help people do for themselves what I do for them and still be effective, even though they haven't had the same kind of training that I've had over the years.